This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for disagreeing with feedback you think is wrong. Word-for-word language for pushing back with confidence and respect. In short, this article contains 6 scripts for disagreeing with feedback across the most common workplace situations, from performance reviews to peer conversations to pushback in the moment. Disagreeing with feedback from your manager after a review. Pushing back on vague or unsupported critical feedback. Responding when feedback feels personally unfair. Definition: disagreeing with feedback is the professional skill of respectfully challenging an assessment you believe is inaccurate, incomplete, or unfair, while keeping the relationship intact and the conversation open. It requires both confidence to speak and discipline to listen. I remember the moment clearly. A manager told me my presentation had missed the mark completely. I felt the heat rise in my chest, opened my mouth, and said exactly the wrong thing. It came out as a defense, not a conversation. The relationship cooled for months. That moment is why I care so much about having the right words ready before you need them. Disagreeing with feedback is a legitimate and important skill. Done well, it earns you respect. Done poorly, it makes you look reactive and difficult. The difference is almost always preparation. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this helpful honesty in reverse, and I cover the full approach in Chapter 5. The scripts in this article come directly from that work. Each one is designed to open a real conversation, not close down the relationship. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context note first, then practice it out loud at least twice before you use it. If you want to build the full receiving feedback foundation first, how to receive feedback without getting defensive, the GROW method explained is the right place to start. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours as closely as possible. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before you speak or write a single word. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Adjust the phrasing. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound when spoken. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without thinking about the relationship, the tone, or the moment. A script delivered like a legal statement will land poorly even if every word is right. The words are a framework. Your judgment, your warmth, and your read of the room are what make them work. Scripts for disagreeing with feedback in common workplace situations. The 6 scripts below cover the situations where pushback is both appropriate and necessary. Each one is grounded in the core framework from Say It Right Every Time. Acknowledge the other person's perspective first, then restate your own. That sequence is not weakness. It is the single most effective way to keep the other person listening. Script 1. Disagreeing with feedback in the moment. Situation. Someone gives you feedback immediately after an event, and you believe their assessment is wrong or based on incomplete information. This could be a manager, a peer, or a stakeholder. The stakes feel immediate. Why this works? You are not arguing. You are asking for space to share a different perspective. The phrase "I experienced it differently" is deliberate. It does not accuse the other person of being wrong. It simply signals that you have a different account. This keeps defensiveness low on both sides. Standard version. I hear what you're saying, and I can see why you would feel that way. The way I experienced it was a bit different. Can I share my side of it with you? Formal version. Thank you for that feedback. I want to make sure I understand it fully, and I also want to share some context that may be relevant. I experienced this situation differently, and I think it would help us both if I could walk you through what I was seeing. Would you be open to that after you use it? A good response is, of course, go ahead. A difficult response is silence or immediate rebuttal. If the other person doubles down, do not match their energy. Say, I understand we see this differently. Can we agree to revisit it once we've both had time to think? Then stop. Eamon's note. The pause before you speak is doing more work than the words themselves. Take it. Script 2. Pushing back on vague or unsupported feedback. Situation. You have received feedback that is too general to act on, and you suspect it is based on assumption rather than specific observation. Common examples. You're not strategic enough, or you don't seem engaged. Use this when the feedback lacks a concrete example. Why this works? Vague feedback is useless feedback. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe this directly. If you can't point to specific situation, behavior, and impact, you've not given feedback at all. When you ask for a specific example, you're not being difficult. You are asking for what the feedback needs in order to be useful. That is a fair and professional request. Standard version. I really want to work on that, so I need your help. Could you give me a specific example of when you saw that? I want to make sure I understand exactly what you mean so I can actually change it. Formal version. Thank you for that feedback. To help me act on it effectively, I would appreciate a specific example of a situation where you observed that behavior, what you saw me do, and what you would have preferred to see instead. That level of detail would help me address it in a meaningful way after you use it. If the other person provides a specific example, listen carefully. They may have a valid point you had not considered. If they cannot produce a specific example, that itself is information. You might say, I appreciate you trying. Perhaps we could revisit this after we've both had a chance to think of a concrete instance. Eamon's note. Asking for specifics is one of the most confident things you can do. It shows you take feedback seriously enough to act on it properly. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 3. Disagreeing with feedback from your manager after a review. Situation. You have received a performance review or formal assessment that contains something you believe is factually inaccurate or that does not reflect the full picture. Use this after the meeting, not during it, when emotions have had time to settle. Why this works? Coming back to your manager a day later signals that you took the feedback seriously, thought about it carefully, and are raising a concern in good faith, not out of wounded pride. That sequence earns respect. It also gives you time to prepare your specific counterexample, which is the only thing that will move this conversation forward. For more on how to approach feedback conversations with managers, how to give feedback to your manager without damaging the relationship covers the dynamics well. Standard version. I've been thinking about the feedback you gave me yesterday regarding the specific point. I want to make sure I understand it, and I also have a different perspective on what happened. The delay on that project was connected to the scope change we discussed on date. Could we look at the timeline together so I can better understand your concern? Formal version. I wanted to follow up on the feedback you shared in my review regarding specific point. I have reflected on it carefully, and I believe there is some context that may not have been visible from your vantage point. Specifically, brief factual description. I would welcome the opportunity to review this together so we can reach a shared understanding after you use it. Your manager may not immediately change their assessment. That is fine. What matters is that you have put your perspective on record, calmly, and with evidence. A good outcome is. Let's take another look at this. A difficult outcome is. My assessment stands. If that happens, ask. Can you help me understand what evidence led to that conclusion? Eamon's note. Coming back a day later with a clear head and a specific example is worth 10 times more than defending yourself in the heat of the moment. Script 4. Responding when feedback feels personally unfair. Situation. You have received feedback that feels directed at who you are rather than what you did. This might be feedback about your attitude, your personality, or your character. Use the script to redirect the conversation towards specific behavior, which is the only kind of feedback that is both fair and actionable. Why this works? Feedback about behavior is useful. Feedback about character is almost always a dead end. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the SBI method, which focuses on situation, behavior, and impact. When someone gives you character-based feedback, you can use that same structure to ask them to translate it into something concrete. You are not rejecting the concern. You are asking for it in a form you can actually work with. You can read more about giving this kind of precise feedback and how to give constructive feedback without causing tension. Standard version. I want to take that feedback seriously, and I'm finding it hard to know what to do with it in this form. Could you tell me about a specific situation where you saw that, and what behavior you noticed? That would really help me understand what you're asking me to change. Formal version. I appreciate you raising this with me. I want to make sure I can act on what you're describing. It would help me greatly if you could point to a specific situation, what you observed me do or say, and the impact it had. Without that specificity, I'm not sure how to address it constructively. Casual version. Help me understand this one. Can you give me a specific example? I genuinely want to fix what's not working, but I need something concrete to work with after you use it. If the feedback giver can produce a specific example, listen openly. There may be a real behavioral pattern underneath the clumsy framing. If they cannot, say, I understand you have a concern. When you have a specific example, I would genuinely like to hear it. Eamon's note. This much I know for certain, you cannot grow from feedback about who you are. You can only grow from feedback about what you did. Script 5. Disagreeing with feedback during a peer conversation. Situation. A colleague or peer has given you feedback, formally or informally, that you believe is based on a misunderstanding of the situation or your intentions. The relationship is ongoing, and you want to address the disagreement without creating lasting tension. Why this works? Peers have less institutional authority than managers, which means the conversation carries different stakes. The risk here is not professional consequence. It is relational damage. You want to correct the record and preserve the working relationship at the same time. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it explores how feedback lands differently in peer dynamics. The script below uses curiosity rather than counterargument, which keeps the tone collaborative. Standard version. I've been thinking about what you said, and I want to talk through it. I think there may have been a misunderstanding about the specific situation. From where I was standing, brief description. I'm not trying to dismiss your experience. I just want to make sure we're working from the same picture. Formal version. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I have reflected on it, and I believe there may be some context that changes the picture. I would like to walk you through what I was seeing and experiencing at the time, and I would genuinely value your response to that. Casual version. Hey, can we talk about what you said earlier? I think we might be seeing the situation from really different angles. Can I show you what it looked like from my side after you use it? A peer who is listening will ask follow-up questions or share their perspective in return. That is a good sign. If they become defensive or dismiss what you say, do not push harder. Let it sit. Return to it another day when the moment is calmer. Eamon's note. Preserving a peer relationship while disagreeing with their feedback is a skill that takes years to get right. Start with curiosity, not argument. Script 6. Pushing back on surprising feedback in a formal setting. Situation. You are in a formal feedback conversation, such as a performance review or a structured assessment, and something is said that genuinely surprises you. You are not expecting this concern, and you need time to process it before you can respond thoughtfully. Use this script to buy that time without seeming dismissive. Why this works? The biggest enemy of a productive feedback conversation is what I call the amygdala hijack, the moment your brain's direct response takes over and your thinking shuts down. When you receive surprising feedback, the instinct is to react immediately. That instinct will almost always produce the wrong response. This script gives you a way to pause, acknowledge, and gather the information you need without committing to a position you have not had time to think through. For more on delivering critical feedback in a way that prevents this reaction in others, how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback is worth reading alongside this. Standard version. Thank you for telling me that. I'll be honest, that's a bit of a surprise to hear. I need some time to process it properly. Can you give me a specific example of when you saw that behavior so I can understand it better? Formal version. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I want to be transparent with you. This is not something I had anticipated hearing, and I would like to make sure I respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. Could you walk me through a specific situation where you observed this? That would help me process it in a way that is genuinely useful for both of us. After you use it, asking for time is not weakness. It is discipline. If the other person presses you for an immediate response, say, I want to give this the thought it deserves. Can we pick this up tomorrow? A good feedback giver will respect that. If they will not, that itself tells you something important about the conversation you're having. Eamon's note. Saying that's a surprise is one of the most honest and disarming things you can say. It is not a complaint. It is an invitation to go deeper. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure is what matters. The words are yours to shape. Adjust for the relationship. The script you use with a trusted peer is different from the one you use with a senior leader. The formal versions in this article are designed for high stakes and hierarchical situations. The casual versions are for people you know well and trust. When in doubt, Go one register more formal than feels natural. Match the timing to the emotion. If you are still stinging from the feedback, do not use these scripts yet. The words will work against you if your tone is defensive. Wait until you can deliver them with genuine composure. The scripts assume you are ready to listen as well as speak. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence feels foreign in your mouth, change it. Keep the function acknowledge first, then share your perspective, then invite dialogue. Change whatever words feel stiff or unnatural. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Anchor to specifics. Every script works better when you fill in the brackets with real, concrete details. The cue for report is more powerful than the project. The presentation on the 14th is more credible than that meeting. Specificity is what separates a professional pushback from a complaint. Common mistakes when disagreeing with feedback. Scripts fail when people use them as shields rather than as tools. The most common failure is treating the script as a defense rather than an opening. Reading the script verbatim. Word-for-word delivery without eye contact or genuine feeling sounds rehearsed and hollow. Know the structure. Speak from it naturally, skipping the acknowledgement. Every script in this article acknowledges the other person's perspective before sharing your own. Remove that step and the whole thing collapses into an argument. The acknowledgement is not a courtesy. It is the mechanism that keeps the other person listening, using the script too quickly. If you're still reacting emotionally, the right words will come out wrong. The amygdala hijack is real. Give yourself time to settle before you speak. Even 5 minutes helps. Stopping after the script. A script opens a conversation. It does not conclude one. After you deliver your pushback, you need to listen as carefully as you spoke. How to deliver negative feedback positively is a useful read for understanding how the other person is likely experiencing this moment. Treating disagreement as the goal. The goal is not to win. The goal is to reach a shared understanding. If you go in wanting to defeat the feedback, you will probably damage the relationship even if you're factually right. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What does disagreeing with feedback professionally actually look like? Disagreeing with feedback professionally means acknowledging the other person's view before sharing your own. You do not argue or dismiss. You name the gap between their perception and your experience, ask a clarifying question, and invite a real conversation. The goal is understanding, not winning. How do you disagree with feedback without seeming defensive? Start by thanking the person for sharing their view. Pause before responding so your words come from thought, not reaction. Use a phrase like "I experienced it differently" rather than "you're wrong." Asking a question instead of making a counterstatement keeps the tone collaborative rather than combative. Is disagreeing with feedback appropriate during a performance review? Yes, and it is your right to do so. A performance review should be a two-way dialogue, not a verdict. If something feels inaccurate, say so calmly and with a specific example. Ask to review the evidence together. A confident, respectful pushback often earns more respect than silent acceptance. What is the core framework for disagreeing with feedback? The core framework is a conflict de-escalation approach from Say It Right Every Time. It works by acknowledging the other person's perspective before stating your own. This sequence reduces defensiveness on both sides and creates the conditions for a genuine exchange rather than an argument or shutdown. When should you not push back on feedback you disagree with? If your emotional reaction is still raw, wait. Pushing back while your amygdala is running the show produces arguments, not conversations. Give yourself time to separate the sting of the feedback from its content. Then ask yourself honestly whether there's any truth in it before deciding to respond. How do you disagree with feedback from your manager? Choose a private setting and a calm moment. Lead with appreciation for the conversation, then name the specific point you see differently. Use language that invites their perspective rather than challenges their authority. Frame it as wanting to understand fully, not as proving them wrong. Specificity builds credibility here. Disagreeing with feedback is not a sign of arrogance. It is a sign that you take your own growth seriously enough to make sure the input you receive is accurate. These scripts give you the language to do that with confidence, respect, and enough self-possession to keep the relationship intact. The meeting communication skills that serve you in formal settings and the feedback skills that serve you one-on-one draw from the same group preparation. Use these tools. Practice them. And the next time someone gives you feedback that does not reflect what actually happened, you will know exactly how to handle disagreeing with feedback in a way that earns you credibility rather than costing you it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.